You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
My favorite operations and cleaning tool. Come on, everyone. You know what it is by now. It's Breezeway. It just got a whole lot better for Airbnb hosts.
Breezeway's platform has always helped hosts manage work like cleaning, maintenance, and inspections at their properties. But now their technology is integrated with Airbnb, which means you can connect your Airbnb reservation info with Breezeway, helping you save even more of your precious time, like automatically notifying your cleaners on a new reservation or changes to an existing reservation.
You can use Breezeway to schedule cleaning, inspections, and maintenance tasks using smart checklists and automated messaging to maintain a consistent guest experience.
Connect your Airbnb guest reviews with individual tasks in Breezeway. For example, fridge stopped working and the guest mentioned it in your review, a Breezeway maintenance task will help you make sure it gets fixed as soon as possible.
Respond to guest messages all in one platform. Hosts can now view and respond to Airbnb message threads within the Breezeway platform.
And that's not all. The Breezeway Guide is a personalized digital welcome book, and they also have Breezeway Assist, a 24-hour call service supplemented with Breezeway's AI-driven engine, are also connected through this Airbnb integration.
There are so many things that Breezeway can help you tackle, so check out Breezeway for yourself. TFE listeners will receive free implementation when you decide to make Breezeway a part of your hosting operational strategy, just like Annette and I have. Visit breezeway.io/TFE to learn more. That's breezeway.io/TFV. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. All right, let's kick off the show like we do every week, and that's sharing one of you, our amazing listeners, who are using our hashtag #STRShareSunday on Instagram. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at Perch Treehouse. That's at Perch Treehouse, P-E-R-C-H Treehouse. And it is in Lake Mitchell in Alabama. And this treehouse is gorgeous and really a treehouse. I mean, it's like it's on stilts, but you know, it's not like attached to a tree. I think a lot of the new treehouses aren't really like in a tree, but this one
they're among the trees.
They're among the trees. Wow, it is stunning. There's this
front door.
Yeah, the front door. Like, actually, I'm going to encourage. Let's stop right there with the front door, listeners. There is this amazing front door. They have this amazing light. They actually have a sign, this really like custom welcome sign. This is what your visitors first see. This is their entrance. So it's springtime. Get out there, clean it up, freshen it up, have it looking good for your visitors. They have amazing views. They've done some fun hanging chairs to overlook the views that they have here at the lake house. But I mean, the decks are, like it says, they're perched in the trees, so they have the water view, and they have just really, the design is special. You can tell they took a ton of time and really thought through all of the details. Yeah, you have to look at both of the entry doors. The color that they've used in the kitchen is stunning. They've done a lot of just detail work throughout, and there's a special spot on the exterior where they've got a deck and a porch underneath with a television, which is really cool, some outdoor showers. I mean, they have got it going on. And it really is perched in amongst the trees when you check it out. And I want to say, we are highlighting the Perch Treehouse today because it's a segue into our episode. The Perch Treehouse is hosted by Lucy and Daphne, who were competitors of Sarah and her husband, Nick, on the HGTV show Beach Flip. And I cannot wait to turn turn the table and interview Sarah. And the thing I think that's most shocking that I cannot wait to share with everybody is the compensation that they received for this competition show on HGTV. Let's get into this. This is so exciting. I mean, I don't even need to look further than right across the table from a former HGTV star. Yes, I'm going to say star. Doesn't matter if it was one season. Sarah, I want to go behind the scenes. I want to do a tell-all. Let's get into it. So many people want to be on HGTV. They want to be on a reality show, but you have been there, done that. So I'm going to ask some questions that I can't believe I've never asked you before. Like, what have I been doing? And I hope this is going to just like entertain our listeners, but also shed some light on like what it means to actually be on a HGTV show. So tell us about it. It was 2015 Beach Flip, Alabama Gulf Shores, and it was a competition show. There were four couples.
Yes.
Okay. And you were all vying for a prize.
Yes. It was a cash prize, which I feel like none of us really cared about. We wanted the accolades of winning.
So that's going to be my first question is like, what was the motivation to be on the HGTV show? Because I know there's going to be a lot of steps to even get you to Alabama. So was it something that you had desired? Was it like, hey, this is going to put us on the map? What was the why in the beginning?
So Nick and I, prior to this, I was all in on Broadway musical theater. I had blinders on. I was focused on The Great White Way, and I had been doing it. Nick had come to New York City to be with me. And
he had blinders on in a different way.
No, he really did. He had blinders on. I told him, let's either come to New York or you don't. And so he came, but he had blinders on to pursue his career in architecture and space planning. I had hopefully listeners, you can relate. I had this coming to myself moment of, I don't know that I want to do musical theater anymore, which I never thought would happen.
But this was also after 15 years,
yes.
Listeners. Sarah was very successful and had been a professional actor for quite some time. So it wasn't one summer in New York
no,
and then she hung up.
But I never thought that would happen. Like I knew where I wanted to be buried in New York City after like all of my Tony Awards. Like I was very focused on it. But when I was being honest with myself, like why wasn't I going to auditions anymore? Why was I not caring about, you know, practicing anymore? And I really like, so anyway, fast forward to Nick and I've always loved houses. Nick and I bought the house that we were living in. It was a house in New York City. And we were short-term renting it, obviously, the basement. And I was going to YouTube University. My dad was an electrician and a big DIYer growing up. So I helped him tile, hang wallpaper. I painted my own living room and bedroom. Like, listeners, you probably all like, yeah, me too. So I knew I loved houses. Nick had drywalled his way through college. And in my brain at that point, early 2010s, was like, oh, so then he knows how to do everything else. He can literally do anything. He drywalled for 5 years. No, that was honestly. So anyway, when I was leaving Broadway and I was thinking of what else I wanted to do, I was pursuing a career in professional organizing and starting my own business, but also helping Nick. He was also doing handyman jobs in New York City, which people will pay you a lot of money because they don't have ladders in their apartments.
Right.
So he was like hanging TVs, changing light bulbs. He was making barn doors. Remember barn doors were a big deal? And then, of course, we renovated our home in New York City in Queens, and we were getting ourselves into it. Like we replaced the entire support beam in our Queens home. There was a large I-beam in our front yard. No permit, okay? And we were just learning how to. So anyway, we were doing this and Instagram just came on the scene.
That's what I was going to say. Is social media even a thing at this point?
So I can't remember like if we were just late to the party, if it was still becoming a thing, but we started documenting all of this on Instagram under our handle Nesters. And then a producer DM'd us and said, hey, there's this show that you should apply for.
Oh, okay. I had assumed this whole time that you were true Sarah Karakayan. You were scouring the internet and putting out applications and sending in videos. So they scouted you.
They did. Yes, they did.
Or maybe they, and not to not say that you're not amazing, but maybe they were sending out hundreds of DMs a day.
Like, no, they were.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you took action. So you got the DM and it said you should try out for Did it say the exact show, or was it just like, hey, send in a
No, it a was video? A concept okay. at that point. I think it was like, we're looking for, it's a competition show on the beach.
Okay.
You should apply.
And what was the application process?
It was online at first, if I remember correctly, and we had to, I think, just pass that phase.
Okay. Maybe send in some photos of yes. some work that you had done.
And then okay. I'm sure it was followed by a lot of interviews on Zoom. And honestly, another reason why this episode is kind of cool, because I know a lot of our own members in HBMM are having their spotlight on HGTV episodes. One of our coaches was on A&E, I believe, mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. his tiny homes. So I'm hoping I can shed some light on like my experience. Obviously, this is a long time ago now.
Right.
So things have changed. But yeah, so it was an online application. And then once we passed that, we moved on to like video interviews. After that, it was live in-person
okay.
auditions.
This is where I want to dig in. And if you, I know it was a while ago, but when you got the first email, when you got the first Zoom interview, how excited were you? Did you think, holy smokes, this is it. We're going to be on HGTV. We're the next Chip and Joanna. Like, what was going through your mind? Were you super excited, or were you just like, you know, I'm going to play it cool. And if it happens, it happens.
Nick was very, very, very excited.
Okay.
You have to understand, I was a professional auditioner. So I've had...
Oh, you got no a lot.
I got no's 3 times a day, every day. And I even had a signed contract, flew to a location to do like a regional show. This was in 2008, only to be told like, go back home and kick out your sublet because the show's not opening. So like, I really never got like excited. Or
okay.
planned my future until I was like on stage opening night.
Okay. That's fair. During the interview process... Was there anything else really extra you had to do? Was it like any time out of your day, any yes. sort of financial commitment, or were you just like showing up, tell them who you were and how you would be able to participate in the show?
They want to see your projects that you're doing. They want to see you and your partner working together, right? They want to make sure you're going to look good on camera.
Right.
So I don't remember the video process, but I am pretty sure we submitted just like self taped
right.
videos okay. of us like changing lights and painting walls and pouring cement into our basement, you know, like things like that, like
live action yes. type working together.
Yes.
From the time you got the DM until the time that you actually like said, hey, you have been chosen.
Mm-hmm.
What was that timeline?
I feel like it was forever. 4 to 6 months.
Okay. Least. That actually doesn't seem like that long.
No. And at okay. the time, and actually, well, a little spoiler alert, we've had other opportunities.
Right.
To do since. HGTV shows. And they, I mean, I think that was 2 years,
right.
you know, before. But they weren't competition shows. But so it felt, it may have been longer. It was a long time ago now.
Right. But I just want to offer that to everybody, that it isn't something like.
It's not immediate.
Yeah. It's not like a normal sometimes when you're getting courted for a job. They need to fill the thing. This is a show. There's so much production
yeah.
into it. All right. How do they tell you that you've been chosen? Is it an email? Or they like kind of play coy? Do they say, let's get on a Zoom? And I know. Got to jog your memory here.
I feel like it was a call or an email from the producer.
I'm assuming, which is kind of a buzzkill, like if you get chosen, I don't feel like you can go out and party with your friends and family because
no.
it seems like there's a lot of NDAs and like
yes.
quiet. So is it like this like celebration between you and Nick? I mean, is that pretty much the first thing is the contract? Is
yes.
I feel like those contracts would be airtight.
Yes. And we didn't know to like, ask. We didn't have any other friends who were on a network reality show. We didn't have like a lawyer like we could call. Like I'm sure we could have found one, but we didn't.
Not like
that.
The amazing Scott Brown.
Call Scott Brown. No. Yeah. No, we did not.
Oh, okay. So could you tell anyone?
No. So I had to get permission. So at the time I was working at the hotel.
Okay.
And I knew that we did know enough that when, so I think we found out like fall of 2014 and we had to leave for Gulf Shores, Alabama. I remember it being February of 2015, and we were there for 2 months, so February and all of March.
Okay.
And I had to leave my job. And this is not just like a, this is a high-end hotel. Like I had, and I had like a management position. So
right.
it was a big deal for me to leave. And so I had asked, I had to tell them.
Okay. And I mean, what is that conversation like you and Nick? Is it, because I'm sure, I mean, maybe your position, but was it a paid leave of absence?
No.
Is it like, hey, we're just going to take this chance, no money coming in.
That's right.
Okay. And could you tell your parents? Can you tell your family? Or can you tell them conceptually, hey,
we have an opportunity.
This? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm sure I told like my parents and my, and we had a dog. So we had to tell, I don't even remember where we sent Hero. Well, we sent our dog somewhere or someone's house.
Maybe
my friend lived in the house for 2 months. Whoever that friend is, they're going to kill me for not remembering. Vinny lived in my house.
Okay. So that you had to leave the dog behind. So that's also something in the contract of two full months. You got to leave your job. And did you and Nick decide that earlier on? Like, hey, if we get this, we're just going to figure out how to bounce for 2 months and make it work.
Because once we got it, I won't lie, at that point, like, while I wasn't like, okay, they could still boot us or find another couple. And that's probably very true. But at the same time, you can't help but let your mind wonder.
Right.
Is this the thing that's going to change our lives?
Yeah. I feel like once you get the yes, the swirling of thoughts has to be like.
Can I share one other like little anecdote? Because I want to share this to any listener out there who might also be being shopped right now by a network. It's funny because when we went to our audition in person, like this was like the final callback.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
And this was actually like a big production callback. They put you in a room. They gave you pictures of rooms and they gave you 5 minutes and you had to design the whole thing. And you have to remember, everyone, at the time I was going to school for interior design because I was transitioning out of musical theater into, but I didn't have years of clients. I had done one house, my own. You know what I mean? Like I didn't have all this experience yet. And so I was so nervous. And once they give you that 5 minutes, you then go into with all the fancy producers who are amazing human beings. And they put a picture up of the room and you have to tell them what you would do.
Oof, pressure.
Okay. And I am trained musical theater. Like, oh, no. Give me a script. I will perform for you. They don't want you performing. They want the real you. Thank the Lord for my husband, Nicholas Karakayan.
I can see it.
A character of all characters. And it was a beach property, it looked like a Golden Girls home that we had to like bring to like 2015. And I don't remember, but Nick brought in Star Trek to the conversation, had the producers howling. And I'll never forget leaving. It was somewhere on 14th Street. And I was so upset at Nick. I was like, how were we talking about Star Trek? Like I was typical Sarah, stressed.
Just so everyone knows, Star Trek comes up in every conversation with Nick. So you can only imagine when your partner brings up that thing that like you hear about all the time that no one else wants to hear about. And he did it again.
He did it in front of producers. But I guarantee you, he's the reason we got picked. It was not for my like savvy tile selections. Okay. Like it was
savvy
Nick
tile.
Being the character. So if anyone out there, I just implore you to be yourself.
Right.
Because they've been looking at you for reasons that you didn't even know they were looking at you for, just being yourself.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
All right. So you leave that final. You're going to Alabama Gulf Shores. Do they let you have any sort of prep work? Like this is the house that you're going to get. This is your budget.
Nothing.
Ooh, okay. So you can't even start ahead of time.
But I could have. Like, right. Had I had done a million houses,
or
I could have put a concept together. And I am a Enneagram 3. Like, I let the unknowns like roadblock my brain. I could have put a concept, like a general concept together and like colors and like a vibe. And I knew I wanted a beach. I knew I wanted the Hamptons. Like I knew that.
Okay.
And that did help me. That did serve me when we get there.
Right. You kind of got your.
But no, they don't tell you square feet. They don't tell you how many rooms, they don't tell you anything.
Oh, kind of fun, but kind of nerve wracking.
It was an adventure. Sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Adventure. There you go. When you get to Gulf Shores, where do they put you up? Like, are you in another house? Are you at a hotel? Obviously, you're not staying. You didn't stay in the property that you flipped.
No,
right?
They put us up in the most gorgeous, giant vacation rental in front, first row
but
on the beach of Gulf Shores.
You didn't have to stay with the other contestants, did you?
Oh, we all lived in this house.
Oh,
that was part of the content.
Oh, it was.
Oh, and how about this? They told us in the van, they picked us all in the airport. I don't remember what happened after that, but we drove in this van to the house and they said, okay, when you get in there, you have to run and find your room.
Oh, it was like the old school MTV where they were like, who gets
to choose their room?
And they, of course, documented this. And you guys, it was like, I don't remember how many bedrooms, but it was, 7, 8, 9, 10, 14 bedrooms. Again, Sarah, so stressed about it getting like a room. I'm not even thinking like, Sarah, you're on the front, you're on the beach. Like pick a room where you can see the water. I just pick a room.
You didn't get one with, no.
Oh,
bad move.
And I think I may have been the only
huge
team who didn't pick
one. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So again, just take a breath, everyone. Don't be like me.
at what point in time do you get to meet the fellow contestants? At the airport?
I think it was at the airport.
Oh, wow. Okay. And at this point in time, is this when you are like, it is quiet time? You cannot talk to friends. You cannot talk to family.
Yeah, they take your phone.
What do you mean they take your phone?
You could not have your phone until we had days off, like maybe once a week, maybe. At that point, you had like phone time and you could call home.
I wonder if it's still like literally, they took your phone.
Because you cannot Instagram your experience. Like you cannot, you know what I mean?
Right. If something gets leaked, the whole show's done.
It's not fun that way.
And
they took it very seriously. They didn't want you getting inspiration from anywhere.
Oh, that's
so
true too.
Our days off, we wanted to go see a movie. We all had to go see a movie. We all had to experience the same things while we were there.
To try to keep it controlled.
Yes. So that no one got a leg up.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Since you're talking about the home and, you know, kind of the boundaries here and the contestants, they put you up in this house, this amazing house. How are they taking care of? Are you truly talent? Like everything is taken care of for you?
Okay. Yes. We had free housing and free food.
Okay. Is there compensation coming in while you are there filming? Like, do you get paid at the end of the show? Do you get paid in the beginning 50%, 50% when it closes? Do you remember what the compensation and how that happened?
If you win, you got the prize money.
Which do you remember what that was?
The prize money was $50,000, I think.
Ooh, okay. But nothing else? What do you mean?
Else.
Wait. That not like, hey, here's $5,000 for being talent?
No.
8 weeks, no compensation unless you are the grand prize winner.
That's right.
I'm very, very surprised by that. I thought there'd be like a little something. Really?
They do future cast with you.
What's that mean?
Let's say like this show took off and they want us all back to do like season two or something like
then
that.
Then you might get like
in your contract, okay. They tell you what it would look like if you were to succeed with the show moving forward. But, I mean, it's a competition show. Do you want to see the same competitors each season? I mean, I guess something could take off and they want to be prepared for that.
Or do something different. So, their future casting selling you the promise.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just spoiler alert. We ain't got the 50K, right?
We didn't get the 50K.
We didn't get the 50K.
Mama
so
win.
It's okay. So, oh, man, I'm really, really surprised that there wasn't any. Sorry, I'm kind of stuck on that. Do you know? Could there have potentially been other contestants that got compensation? They worked it in their contract
Maybe.
And you just don't know?
That's true. That's true.
Like, do you?
I'm pretty sure we had conversations with our castmates who were amazing human beings, all of them.
Okay.
But again, they could be just being nice and like not telling us.
Hey there, fellow hosts.
Want to make your short-term rental feel like $1 million without breaking the bank?
You bet. That's where Manoan comes in. They've got deep discounts on over 100 amazing brands. Brands like Article, West Elm, Crate & Barrel, Pollywood, Wayfair, Parachute, and Fellow. Your guests will be swooning over the stylish furnishings, and you'll be grinning at the money you saved.
And here's the exciting news. Manoan just leveled up their platform. Now you can easily sort through their brands with improved browsing and filtering capabilities, including host favorites and unique finds. No more endlessly scrolling.
Plus, if you're a design-savvy host juggling multiple properties, Manoan has your back. You can tag quotes and orders by property so you can keep things organized like a pro.
And let's not forget, you can set up multiple properties under your one account. It's a breeze to manage them all in one place. Talk about convenience.
Oh, and customization is key. With Manoan, you can decide who gets email notifications for all of your quotes and order updates. No more inbox overload.
And also, of course, we cannot forget the most exciting thing about all of this. Manoan is 100% free for hosts. Yes, you've heard that right. There are no membership fees, no sneaky costs, just fabulous discounts and a stress-free experience.
So what are you waiting for? Don't waste another second. Go to ManoanExperience.com and sign up today. Your guests will thank you, your wallet will thank you, and we'll thank you for spreading the word.
Thanks for visiting the new Manoan.
When the competition starts, sorry, I kind of went all the way to the end first. Is it day one? This is your budget. This is your team? Or is it also very like, hey, we're going to start in the kitchen. You get 4 days to do the kitchen. Then you do the bathrooms. Like, how scripted, I guess, or how controlled is it? Like, did you really do the whole house, or did they do like, do you see three rooms that you that they show on TV, like the kitchen, the dining room, and a bathroom? Was it like, here's your house, here's the budget, have at it for the next 8 weeks?
So it was, here's the house, here's the budget. But it was, okay, this week we're going to be filming the living room. This week we're going to be filming the two bathrooms.
Okay.
This week. So we were all doing the same room at the same time.
Okay.
And there was one bathroom. They were essentially beachfront duplexes, two of them. So each team got their own side and they were identical.
Okay.
Square footage, layout, everything. They were just mirror images of each other. And there was one bathroom that wasn't included in what we did. But here's the fun part. The homes were owned by homeowners and they were actual vacation rentals.
Oh.
And these homeowners were promised, you know, if you can trust your home to us and these competitors who they didn't know who the hell we were, then you could get, and they got to keep the furniture.
A free upgrade?
A free upgrade.
That sounds like they're the ones that were winning in the whole.
But you don't get to pick what it looks like. Ooh. You don't get to pick anything.
Okay.
So
from what I've seen, everyone, no, you can, we'll put the link below. In the show notes, you can look at all of the before and afters. Trust me, these homeowners won on this competition show. Did you each get the same amount of time to work each day? Or like if you wanted to work 18 hours, could have you? Or was it like we drop you off at 7, the bus, the van's going to pick you up at 8. So it was, oh, so you that's how they did it.
Yeah.
If you were like, nope, I want to sleep here and work all
night.
We
could vote. I feel like I remember us voting like, hey, do you want another hour or two? To work,
but everyone
has to do it.
Okay. Was the square footage, you said they were duplexes.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone had the same exact square footage, same exact setup.
Yes.
Then, and I can kind of foresee this in these beach places being very cookie cutter identical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And let's talk about the other contestant. What were their backgrounds? Were, you know, was it all husband and wife duos? What were they?
So there's Martha and Alex. They won the show. They at the time were not married. They are now married happily with beautiful children. There's Lucy and Daphne. They were the only all-female couple and they were best friends. Daphne is an amazing real estate agent and now has this stunning treehouse on a lake. And Nick and I are going to go there this August 6th. We're all still friends. Lucy sells and makes architectural hardware jewelry. So if you've ever seen pictures of me with like hardware jewelry from like houses, and her home is gorgeous. She is a talented interior designer. And there is Maddie and Mel. And were they married at the time? No, because we went to their wedding a couple of years later. They were also boyfriend, girlfriend, and they were another team.
Were you nervous about the competition? Could you research them ahead of time?
No.
Like, did you do any research? Because I mean, if you
don't tell you.
Could you have your laptop? Could you have a computer?
No.
I'm like, could you go?
They gave us each a laptop to use when we got there. Joss and Maine was a sponsor of the show.
Okay.
And so they had a curated list of things we could pick each week for whatever space we're doing that we could pick from. Or we could call local stores. But it was not easy. It was not like, you had a very limited amount of time to design it. If things were out of stock, you had to start over.
Okay. And what did was it just Nick and you? Did each of you get like a painter, a carpenter, a tile? Like what did your team, if you had a team, what did that look like?
Yes. These are the unsung heroes.
Okay.
So let me tell you this. The work was very real. Like I don't remember the exact times. We got dropped off at like 6, 7 in the morning and we came home at like midnight. So, and we were working. Like so there were hosts of the show. It was Nicole Curtis, David Bromstad, and Josh Temple, all amazing humans. And they were like the talent, right?
Okay.
We were also talent, but we were also grunt
labor. So you're
labor.
Not just designing. You're in there like...
Oh, hanging tiles, painting, caulking, everything.
Okay.
But each team had a dedicated carpenter. Shout out to Mark Perea, who behind the scenes... He's funny because he would always send screenshots of him like working in the background. The talent in this man and all of the carpenters we were assigned... They called them carpenters, but they could do anything, was endless. And Mark's dedication to Nick and my vision for this home was admirable. I'm sure he could have made much more money with a traditional client. And he had a blast, you know, and I think we still talk today. We're very close. And then there was like a small team of contractors
who would help if like anything happened with like plumbing or electrical.
They could kind of go around.
And
each
we
of
had
the places.
A GC.
Oh.
So we also had a GC who was licensed in the area and knowledgeable and worked in Gulf Shores. And he made sure that we were following.
It'd be interesting to maybe have Mark on the show and just from the tradesperson's perspective and like, how do they get chosen? And then they're just working with these random people. That sparked a whole new thing in my mind if I've never thought about the people actually performing the work. I want to dig into a couple of, maybe it's vanity. I don't know. Okay. Every day when you're going to the show, like, do you care what you're wearing? Are you putting makeup on? Like, do you feel like you're being recorded? Like, what goes through your mind about how you're going to be showing up to the world? Because it's like, you're competing. You're doing a lot of laborious tasks. Like, how does that play into your mind and decisions and how you're showing up to actual work, per se?
At first, it starts out with makeup and hair in the morning. Wake up super early and like, right, and caring.
Okay.
Into like, not caring. Not caring because I'm like, I'm just throwing this opportunity away. Into like, I am stressed about
getting
it done and having an idea. Because every room you did had to have something that you DIY'd. Let me go.
Oh, man, you've got to be super creative in such a limited
amount.
But
also, creative with limited amount of time. So Nick and I would dream up like building a built-in. But I learned very quickly, like
the time
after one or two failed attempts that like, I don't have time to do that. So how do you do impressive things that don't take long? Mm. And again, I was a very new to like the, I started a blog and all that kind of stuff and we were DIYing our home and I was still really new to it. So I didn't have that skill set yet.
Right. Of like what can be super impactful, but done in a short amount of time. All right. And then let's just get it out there. You're with your husband. There's $50,000 on the line. What is this tension? Is there fighting? Is there like, can you go behind a door and yell at each other? Was it there? Or did you work well to like, I don't know. I imagine cameras bring a different amount of pressure just being there.
This is where my trained self flourished. Like in front of a camera, like let's go. Like,
okay.
Right. And I can
fourth wall it. Okay.
Right. Nick, on the other hand, again, is like a reality show star because he cannot, which is good for reality TV.
Right. He lets it fly.
And so we had to come up with a code word for when we were both getting ticked off at each other.
Oh, smart.
We did. And the word was lunchbox, which is funny. So you can't hear that word and not laugh. And
Where did this come from?
I don't know.
This is genius.
We made it up and it did help because when we're just like at each other's throats, because you are tired, you are hungry, you
are away from home,
you're sleeping away from home, you are tapped out on ideas, like you are worried about what your teammates are doing because you can't see what they're doing during the week. Like, you know what I mean? So we had to say lunchbox a couple times. You have a dedicated camera person. Ours was Corey. He was amazing. And they cannot talk to you. You cannot build a relationship with your camera person.
Why?
Because
I want to be friends with them.
No, you can't. And we did too. Oh. Because they need to be unbiased. They just need to get the content.
Right. So you couldn't have a conversation with him.
And you cannot hide behind doors. They will find you. You have mics on you.
Did you fight? If we went back and watched Beach Flip, would there be any moments of contention?
No, there's me crying because the countertops weren't right or like, I'll never forget the first night, you guys. The first challenge was the kitchen. And we sat down with the cabinet guy and they gave us each, I think, 5 or 10 minutes to lay out this kitchen. And again, we had like 2 kitchens under our belt at this point. So now I could be like, oh, yeah, I want a 30 inch there and an 18. You know what I mean? Like I knew it. I could tell you now. And so I never forget getting home that night and just being like mad at myself because when we finally got the kitchen, like we did not order the cabinets that we should have ordered. And so I did a lot of like self fighting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk about the tears. Sarah's told me a lot of stories about Twitter and her tears. Yeah. They did capture you crying quite a bit, right?
I cried a lot.
And so what people would say something on Twitter about
Sarah's crying again. I think I even had a hashtag. I really don't know. I'm sure one of you will find it. Yeah, I cried over these countertops. That was the biggest one because I really wanted these like marble looking countertops and they gave me ones that would have been great. But again, under pressure, you're just like,
I wanted these ones.
Oh, my gosh.
And they loved getting me ugly crying.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to have to find the
clip.
And
I don't cry.
Can we please find the clip and put it on Instagram?
I will try to find
it. Okay. That sounded not convincing, but
listen, it's out there. So I will try to find it.
Oh, so good. All right.
So lunch boxes are being said, tears are flying. How are you feeling during this whole thing? Is there a moment? Did you ever want to quit?
No.
Okay.
Oh, heck no.
All right. And is there
I loved it.
Okay. Oh, all right. Great. That was going to kind of segue into that. But like when it's like week 5, week 6, week 7, like is it just like your grind? Is it 7 days a week also? Did you get 2 days off?
I think we got one day off.
One day. Okay. Mm-hmm. When you're through this, like when you go back to the house, do you talk to your competitors about what you're doing? Or is it kind of tight-lipped around there about the duplexes?
Our camera people, and we always had a producer at the house.
Always?
Oh yeah.
My gosh.
So our listeners, when you watch these reality shows, I mean, I think they probably still are pretty close to this. Like it is pretty real. Like pretty real. Ours was pretty real. So we would like kind of talk about it, but also we were all really good competitors. Like we wanted to win.
Right.
We all had a really good relationship. We're still friends. We're all going to go to Daphne's treehouse in August. But
you were kind of like keeping things tight-lipped. All right. And then what did it look like? I know on, and I haven't watched your show, but I know on a lot of reality shows, they'll do these like snippets where you're like dressed up and you're kind of talking with the host. Mm. How did they plan for that? Like, did they let you know, hey, the host is going to be coming by today and interrupt you for X amount of time? Like, how do they tee that up to you?
I don't remember exactly, but we all got pulled away from the projects the exact same amount of time.
Okay, so make it fair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And there were days that we knew schedules, like, okay, you'll be working from this time. We'll have, I think they were called like on the flies. That's when you go off the side and you talk with your producer and give an update of what's going on, or hey, this happened. And that setup takes forever. And it was also February and March in Gulf Shores. It's not warm. Spoiler alert. So cold. So that whole thing, all that's kind pretty of planned out. Okay. Yeah.
And then is this the competition show? Who was voting on your spaces?
So,
was it the public? Was it the producers? Was it the homeowners?
This is why it's kind of fun, because what we do now, like now that Thanks for Visiting is what I do in short-term rentals. So these were all vacation homes, active vacation homes. And the whole premise was doing smart renovations to increase the value of the home.
For just the overall value or for the nightly rates?
Market value.
Okay.
But that's the thing. These homes are, they're duplexes.
They're
never going to be someone's primary residence. Right. They could be, but they're just not.
They're still going to be a beach home on the, like,
so, yeah. So you had to make decisions that would impact them being great vacation rentals. So, of course, ADR and occupancy, right? Mm-hmm. And so at the end of the show, we had appraisers come on. At the beginning, they told you what the value was. And at the end, they tell you what the value is. And whoever increased their value the most won.
Really?
Yeah.
Fascinating. Mm-hmm. And it was a group of appraisers?
They were real Gulf Shore, Alabama appraisers.
Interesting.
Experts.
Okay.
What have you. And so I will offer you this too. I went in there again. We had our short-term rental in the basement of our Queens home, but I was not yet this. I didn't learn all the things that I know now about value of property. And so like one of the first competitions was the primary bedroom. And there's these two closets in the primary bedroom. And not only did yours truly paint them, which that's where I should have stopped, opening the door and seeing a bright pop of color, super fun. But yours truly, again, I told you I was becoming a professional organizer and I was in it. Like I loved it. I could tell you like, you know, how much room you should leave for long hanging, short hanging, purses, shoes. So I spent $1,000, maybe more, on outfitting each of these closets in this primary bedroom with like closet organizers.
Ooh.
Dumb.
That would you say that was your biggest mistake in the home? I'm calling it a mistake.
Just no, you should.
No. Okay.
You should. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And I'll never forget. So each week you do these things and then the hosts tell you why that they think that was a good or bad decision. And I've never. So Nicole Curtis, number one, everyone, is so smart. She knows her stuff. She does not play around. Like she is the real, they all are the real deal. But I remember her saying like, Sarah, these people are coming for like a week, and they don't need to organize their clothes. They're going to throw their suitcase on a, I mean, some people might, but like they're going to throw their thing on a luggage rack.
One person in 1,000.
Yes. Right. She was like, and we had a budget.
You blew a ton of your budget.
I blew a ton of my money on something like that, and I could have done something else with it. And so I'm grateful I made that mistake the first episode, because then my mind started to like shift.
Okay.
The value of the home is perception of the buyer, and if an investor is going to buy this home. So I learned a ton.
Okay. Any other large mistakes like that you're like, I would definitely would not do it again on another Because listeners, that's actually high value right there for any short-term rental, mm-hmm. is not putting a ton of money into the closet spaces.
Don't do that. You know, and there was these beautiful views. Nick and I made smarter decisions moving forward because we also weren't idiots either at this point. Like, we were smart enough to find a home in one of the most expensive real estate markets in the world, tap into the Airbnb thing, which wasn't a thing yet.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and we've put faith in it. So we also weren't dumb. So we took that, and there was a room where there's these giant closets. It was half closet, half room. And we removed one of the closets and put a desk there.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Now, thinking back, we probably could have fit a bed there. But the fact that we took out storage and made it functional.
Larger square footage usage.
Correct. Cool. That was a good decision. And also, we all had these sliding doors that looked out in the ocean. I forget what we did to them, but we made them more. I don't know if we made them bigger or what we did, but we did something to really focus on that Gulf Shore view of the ocean. So that was also good.
All right.
So we made good decisions there. I probably spent money that I shouldn't have spent in some other places.
How much money did you get? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
And was it a... I'm just making up a number. Let's say it's 20 grand.
Yeah.
Could you spend it all in one swoop? And how did the spending go?
I feel like every episode, if you won, every week was a chance to quote unquote win. And if you won, I think you got more money.
And then, yeah, where do you have a spreadsheet? Like, who's doing the math for you?
The producers are.
They are. Okay. Yeah. So they're keeping track of you bought this much paint, you bought this much whatever.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. And they're keeping track of what you have left.
Yeah. So if you won that week, if you win this week, you get an extra $1,000 to your budget or an extra $2,000 to your budget. So
that's nice.
If you weren't winning, you had to be even more creative on less money.
Okay. Did you win any of the individual challenges?
We did. I don't remember
which ones. Okay.
I feel like I won the guest bedroom and
who were those, the appraisers that
no,
awarded that?
Those were the hosts.
Okay. They were the ones deciding, hey, Nick and Sarah, you won this week.
Or
who won? Now, that type of stuff, would everybody come together? Was that part of the filming? And Lucy and Daphne, you won this week, and they'd cheer.
They'd walk you into each space, and the hosts would tell you why they liked it, why they didn't. Mm-hmm. And then obviously the viewers got to see, compare all of our rooms. It was fun on Instagram. They would show all of our rooms and Instagrammers got to vote.
Oh, okay. So that would be live even though, or was that once it went live?
Once it went live. Okay. Oh, yeah. It aired the summer of 2015.
That was going to be my next, one of my questions is when did
June
it actually
or July
air?
Or some summer kickoff to summer.
Mm-hmm. And then, so was it the last and final day? Is that when you found out who the winner was?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yep, pretty much.
And then did you... you and the competitors, did you guys have a celebratory dinner of we finished?
Did
it feel so complete when it was complete? Or was it still kind of wild because no one had seen it yet?
I just remember it feeling awesome. To finish, the house looked great. In true Sarah fashion, I really was just excited for the people who owned the property. We did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that it would stand out on their online listing. And we were all best friends. We are still, I went to Martha and Alex's wedding, Maddie and Mel's wedding, and then Lucy and Daphne. We almost moved to Birmingham, Alabama, because we were going to take over the world with Lucy and Daphne. The connections we made were real. And even with the hosts of the show, Josh Temple still supports us on Instagram.
Nice.
I would never take it back. And we can always say, as seen on HGTV. Mm-hmm. And so while, we're not HGTV stars, we still got a lot of opportunities because of that experience. So we got paid to speak after that at different home and garden shows.
Oh, cool.
Nick and I, when we were bloggers, we worked with some big brands because of that accolade. We worked with Lowe's for a while and
You can have it on your brag bar forever.
You can, and you
it's
do.
Like a New York
and I earned
Times best,
that.
Yeah, New York Times bestseller, as seen on HGTV.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think with that being said, you would absolutely do it again.
I think it would depend. Here's why. Because I'm in a different place. We now have almost however many years ago that was now of fixing up homes, of running vacation rentals, of running short-term rentals under our belt,
mm-hmm.
that I don't know if a competition show just to get something on my resume, I did that.
Right.
You know? And so now what you and I are building with Thanks for Visiting, I have different wants and needs now.
Okay.
So if we were to get our own show, I would consider that.
Right. Okay. And then what do you think though, all of the lessons learned there, what is the number one thing just about television period that was oh, that was completely, totally unexpected. Is there something that you learned that was like just, you know, made an impact or like, wow, that was way different than I anticipated?
I am not going to lie. Like I told you when we first met that if I could have done anything differently when the show was airing, I would have engaged even harder with opportunities on my own and leveraged me being on that show. I would have invested in like a PR agent.
Oh, yeah. You have discussed this. So you would have handled, and I didn't touch on that. Let's touch on that. So when you left, you still couldn't tell anybody about your experience. Mm-hmm. And this, so February, March, it comes out maybe
June, okay. I think.
Did you have a party? Did you have like this, you know, huge event where your friends and family could watch? And then did you watch it every week? Did you have a watch party? Like
we
when
did.
It came out?
You did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. And that's fun. And then like, how did you stay tight-lipped about the winner? Because were your friends and family like, did you guys win? Did you guys win? Did you guys win?
Listen, you signed a contract. And like, I'm not messing around with HGTV.
No, they will come and get you.
Yeah. So, we didn't tell anybody. And it was fun to watch it because you don't know how they're going to edit it or cut it and show who you are. Like they had this little thing where they called him Nosy Nick because Nick would go and ask the girls like Lucy and Daphne next to us if they had like an extra set of like, I don't know.
Oh, to
screws.
See if he could like see inside.
Yeah. And they like, you know, of course Nick is going to see and tell me like, oh my God, they have this really cool thing with the ceiling. But like Nick is not this like cheater or like copycat, but it was fun to
have
lean
that
into that.
Or like Nosy Nick was like, dun, dun, like whatever there to check it out.
Yeah.
Do you by chance know what the winners did with their money that they won?
Martha and Alex did with their money? I don't know. I don't know what they did with it.
Interesting. And then were you and Nick dreaming up what you would do with the money if you won?
Probably were buying a rental, finishing our house, you know what
something
I mean?
Like you had to have some thoughts around it. But I love, I think it's interesting what you said your takeaway was. And I think it's like most things in life is like the real work actually starts after you're complete with the show. So what I heard was that you should have capitalized when it was airing, hired someone in PR to get you out there while the show was like hot or while it was airing.
I thought that maybe HGTV would do that for us, but you have to remember, like their focus is the show, not Sarah and Nick necessarily.
Right.
So Sarah and Nick could have done more to get more opportunity during that time and capitalize on our 15 minutes of fame.
Right.
Right. And you have to remember too, I mean, this is before streaming was big and people still had cable. And a lot of people watch HGTV, obviously, but they don't necessarily hone in on that, oh, that couple, Sarah and Nick.
Right.
You know, so if you have this opportunity, anyone out there right now, just know that you are in charge of leveraging that opportunity within your contractual, like, you know, agreement. But we could have done a lot of fun stuff.
I love that. No, that's such a great tip. Actually, let's circle it back to, you know, we have a lot of our members, they're going to have opportunities to be highlighted by people with super large YouTube channels, people with large Instagram followings, TikTok followings. You cannot just say, hey, I did my part. You have got to help keep that flame alive. I mean, obviously, they're going to do the work that they want to do.
They're going to offer you the deliverables, promised.
Yes, but you need to promote like they, and I'm not saying it in a selfish way, but their goal is to promote themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're helping, but that is where, and it goes with being on Airbnb or Vrbo, like you have to self-promote. If you want the direct bookings, you have to promote it yourself. If you are on the show and you want to get some love after doing that PR, but I think that is such a, that's a HGTV hot tip there from Sarah.
We've got friends who have shows and I've got friends who had one season and I've got friends who are, I mean, multiple seasons now. And they had to put the work in too to make it catch fire.
Well, and I think, and hopefully we'll have some of these said friends on the show. They've been on before, but specifically talk about this because I think the show is still, quote unquote, a loss leader for them. It is them getting the real estate deals. It's them getting the street cred from other things because at the end of the day, the show itself is not supporting their family with the earnings from it.
I know you do make money, obviously.
Right.
And whether or not, like, let's say you do get your own show and it is the Bob and Susie show, and you might be getting paid your first, like, season one.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you continue on with seasons, you get paid more and more for sure. Reality shows, I don't know. I didn't get paid. Maybe someone else did. Congratulations if you did. I sure didn't. But correct. Like, again, you have to leverage. And how many opportunities are there to be Chip and Joanna? And right. again, I really believe if you read like their books and their content, they put a lot of work into taking that opportunity and helping it blow up. Right. You know, this is why they have their own network now. Like they did a lot of work. They are smart marketers. Mm-hmm. They made smart decisions with their 15 minutes. And also, they had to meet up with opportunity. Like yeah. the world had to love them too.
Absolutely. All right. Yeah. This was fun. But I'm still sad you didn't win money.
I'm not sad. It looked good.
Okay. And then my last question is, do you ever go back and watch any of the episodes?
No, absolutely not. No. And actually, I say it looks good, but if anyone out there is going to go look at it,
they all will, by the way.
I would make all different decisions. I learned so much.
Forgive me for what I've done,
the colors I chose and the decor
I picked. Almost a decade ago.
I'm telling you, when you have a camera person on you and you have someone breathing down your neck and a budget and you make decisions that you're not proud of down the road. What I mean, it looks good. It looked much better than what it was. Right. And the quality of work was good.
Awesome. So. Wow. No, thanks for sharing. And anyone out there, if you are on a show, getting ready to be on a show, or your show is going to air, let us know. Yeah. Email us. Yeah. We'd love to share your story, especially if it's fresher. Ours is a little dated. We'd love to hear if we have any listeners with their own experience. It would be wonderful to hear from you.
Thanks for sharing my story, Annette. Yeah. It was a highlight, definitely a highlight of my life. It was a lot of fun. And I really appreciate the network for giving Nick and me the opportunity. So with that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant. And together we are.
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.